Hallelujah. Let us pray. Our Father, most gracious God, we just come to you this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, faith all for your grace, your mercy, your love, and your kindness. Thank you, Father God, for being with the leadings and guiding, protecting us, and covering with the blood of Jesus. Thank you for waking up this morning in our right mind and the use of activity of our limbs, Father God. Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to rise up big within each one of us and lead and guide and teach me the word and use me, a willing vessel in the vineyard. Speak in and through the out of me, the word of God, and let the word fall on fertile ground. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This morning, saints, God, I'm not feeling the best, but I am the healer in the Lord. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. I am the healer. Because why? Because the God word says that I am the healer, oh Lord. I believe it, and I receive it by faith. Amen. I believe it, and I receive it. Amen. This morning, saints of God, it was so inspiring, you know, what was said, what was sung, the praises, the songs. And this morning, saints of God, I want to minister to you on maintaining your hope.
Amen.
Maintaining your hope. It's important, saints of God, that we maintain our hope in the Lord. Sometimes we just hope in things of this world, but the most important is having our hope in the word of God, our Lord Jesus Christ. How do you maintain your hope during discouraging times? First of all, what is hope? Romans 15 and 13 says, "Now that the God of hope fills you with all joy and peace in believing that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." Yeah. Titus 1 and 2 says, "In hope or eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began." And Job chapter 6, verse 8, it said, "Oh, that I might have my request, and that God would grant me the thing that I hope for or long for." You see, saints of God, Job was a man to whom everything seemed to that everything was going well. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, one tragedy after another overwhelmed him. Before he could even make sense of what was going on, saints of God, it was all over. Job became an obstacle of mockery, of false accusation. He lost everything he had in one day. Still, Job remain hopeful in the Lord. Job 14:7-9 said, "For there's hope for a tree. If it is cut down, that it will sprout again, and that its tender sprout, then its tender shoot may not cease. Though its root may grow old in the earth, and his stump may die in the ground. Yet at the sense of water, it will bud and bring forth branches like a plant." Saints of God, I just want to let you know and encourage you. As long as you are grounded and rooted in Christ, there is a possibility of rising again. No matter what's going on in your life, saints of God, when you have hope in God, there's a possibility of you rising again, getting back on your feet. No matter how many times, saints of God, that you fail, you may fall, you will rise again.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Because that's his word. Have hope in him. You see, saints of God, in Psalms 42 and 11, it said, why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you so disquiet within me? Hope in God, for I shall praise, shall yet praise him, the hope of my confidence and my God. Put your hope in God, saints of God. Don't put it in man. Don't put it in government. Don't even put it in your neighbor. But put your hope on a solid foundation. I know the apostle said, stop saying, I'm not going to be blown before you blown, but I am, thanks to God, going to let the Holy Spirit have its way this morning. I read, it's not expecting to be before you long, but I just hear this morning just a few words to encourage you. Place your hope. Hope in discouraging time. And this, thanks to God, we are living in discouraging time. Everywhere you turn around, there's just discouraging news. Discouraging sights, discouraging. Even the price of groceries, yes, discouraging. But we know, as believers and saints of God, we got the victory.
Yes,
we have the victory, saints of God. You see, David was greatly troubled. He had challenge on every side. Many times, he felt discouraged, abandoned, and alone. But David refused to stay down. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 1 through 6, you can read it, but just a detail of that, David and his men had just returned to Ziklag when they discovered that they camp had been burned to the ground. And Ziklag has taken all their wife, their children, and their possession amidst the law. David's own trusted men started talking about killing him. Wouldn't that be discouraging? Yet David encouraged himself in the Lord. He's pressed it into God and found strength. David refused to wallow in self-pity. He ran to the Lord and was encouraged. Are you facing challenges today, saints of God? Some may not. But I here to tell you, saints of God, keep hope in the Lord. Even on the darkest night of trouble, betrayals, and sorrow, there's still hope, thanks to God. Even when it looks like that you cannot get up, you're taking your last breath, hope in the Lord. Because God has the last say-so. No matter what man may say, thanks to God, but God has the last say-so. Like Terry was saying, we was talking this morning about the transition from one place to the other. Man might say it'd take 30 days, but God can say tomorrow, up and move. God is all powerful, and there ain't no devil in hell or going to hell can stop his word.
That's right.
I'm not mad, thanks to God. I'm not angry. But it's time for us to really to put our foot down and believe and say what the word said.
Amen.
We must believe and say what the word said that we are. It's time out to stop playing patty cake with the devil. The devil is not your friend. He's not your friend. You can sit up there and patty cake and all you want, but he just laughing. Oh, I got this one. Stop being the friend of the devil. Amen. Keep him under your feet, saints of God. You see, saints of God, like I said, even on the darkest night, but Psalm 35 says, for his anger endure for a moment, and his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy come in the morning. Not just joy, but his joy. His peace that passes all understanding, saints of God, is only due for a night. Amen. Just keep your hope in him. Isaiah 41:10 said, don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Amen. If God got you, saints of God, and if God be for you, who can be against you?
Amen.
No matter what it look like, or no matter what men say, God got this. He is saying, saints of God, I got you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I got you. Just believe. Have hope in me. You see, saints of God, delay is answer to prayer can be cause discouragement. When you pray for something and you believe in something, but yet still it haven't came to pass, that causes discouragement in your walk of life. And if anybody said, oh, not me, they lying. It do. Because we expect now in these days and times, thanks to God, we expect everything. Instant. Instant popcorn. Instant this. Instead of whipping up and put it in the oven, wait an hour and bring it out. You need to get cakes now already made. When delays come, we get discouraged. The Oxford Dictionary defined the word discouragement as a low or confidence or enthusiasm, low spiritedness. It can be described as dejected, unhappy, or low spirit. The opposite of discouragement is encouragement, and to encourage means to give support, confident, or hope to. So, saints of God, be encouraged. Be encouraged of the word. Be encouraged of who you are. Be encouraged whom you are. Because we do have the victory.
Yes.
You see, saints of God, it can also mean to uplift, refresh, fortify, or reassurance. We are discouraged when there is a gap between what we expect and what we experience. When there's a gap between what we hope would happen and what does happen. Discouragement takes place when we take our eyes and focal away from the Lord and his word. It's determining your result and can even cause you to forsake your own purpose in life. So we got to be careful, saints of God. how we place our hope and who we place our hope in. See, discouragement can cause you to give up on your own goals and your own dreams. See, that's discouragement. But hope, hallelujah, and give you that motivation and that will to go on forward, knowing that God is able.
Yes.
Proverbs 13 and 12 said, hope deferred make the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. One cause of discouragement is deferred hope. Perhaps you have been believing God for something and it does not seem to be upcoming. Maybe you are fasting, praying, yet the answer seems delayed. Have you ever given up and lost hope that your situation will ever improve? That's time in life we'll be sick and like you take one step forward, getting healed, something hit you and make you step two step back. But saints of God, God got this. Don't give up on God because He will not give up on you. You see, saints of God, delay hope make the heart sick. It leads to frustration and despair. So when your expectation delayed or postponed, look to the Lord. Don't look to your man or another man or your friend or your neighbor. Look to the Lord. Because like I had said once before, when I'm studying a word, I need a scripture real fast. Instead of, Lord, what is this? Holy Spirit, give it to me. Which is the proper thing to do. I say, hey, Tammy. What is so-and-so, so-and-so? I was so dependent on Tammy to get a quick fix for a scripture than Stella taking the time and be patient and waiting on the Spirit to bring back to memory that scripture. It's frustrating when you want something or you need something, or I'll put it that way, when you think you need something right then and there, because God is an on-time God. He's an on-time God, thanks to God. No matter how bad you seem that you need it, but God is right on time every time that needs me. Psalms 39, we're going to be traveling through a couple of scriptures. Psalms 39, Solomon said, and now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. You see, saints of God, just wait on the Lord. Keep your hope in him, because my hope is in thee. The word said, whilst I'm waiting, God is doing what he do best. When you place your hope in Christ alone, you won't be disappointed. Deferred hope is not denied hope. Because Psalms 31:24 said, be of good cheer, and he shall strengthen your heart. All you who hope is in the Lord. See, a delayed hope is not denied, saints of God. God may seem silent, but that doesn't mean that he far away. And if you're a believer, he definitely should be far away, because it should be within you. You see, God may seem silent, but that doesn't mean that he far away. God always at work behind the scene. Therefore, we must not give up. Even when we see things that's not going our way, just believe and have hope that God is doing what needs to be done. He is taking care of. He behind the scenes, saints of God. You can't see it. Stop looking. But just wait on God. Have faith in God. Because faith is something a thing hoped for and everything's a thing not seen. If you can see it, it's not faith. Let God do what he do best. And therefore, we must not give up on God. Hebrews 11:1 said, faith is the substance of things hoped for and everything is things not seen. Saints of God, hope is the fuel that keep faith alive. I said again, hope is the fuel that keep faith alive. Faith helps us to stand on the promise of God we're hoping for. There's a common saying, while there's life, there's hope. Meaning, as long as we are alive and breathing, there's still hope. Yes. The human idea of hope is to wish for something without certainty or its fulfillment or coming to pass. See, that's human. But God said, just wait on me. Put your hope in me. But you see, in the Bible, hope is different because the one through whom hope comes, it carries an expectation that overcome, that outcome will actually come to pass. If you put your hope in man, it may happen or it may not. But you put your hope in God, saints of God, it will come to pass.
Amen.
You see, saints of God, the biblical hope is more than daydreaming, wishful thinking, or desires. The believer's hope is rooted in Jesus Christ. Our hope reflects the truth we have in God and our confidence in his word. Hope is looking expectantly toward the future based on our faith in God. When we have hope, we can navigate through turbulence, storms, saints of God, of life without disappointment. You see, saints of God, when we have hope, we have the victory.
Yes.
Hope in God teaches us patience. It taught me, and it's still teaching me patience. The more I have hope, the less patient that I need. Because I used to be like, just hyper. When I'm hyper, you know, have you ever seen a little hyper child? I want it now. I want. I'm just being honest, thanks to God. That was me. But now I can wait because if that's my desire, God will give you the desire of your heart. Just wait on him. Have hope in him. No matter what the situation is, have hope in him. When we hope in God, we find the confidence and the strength to face any challenge that comes our way. Hope in the Lord teaches us patience. It brings encouragement. A word of hope can turn the thought of discouragement and give you the courage to believe again, saints of God. Hope is an unshakable trust in God. Despite life's situation, God is our hope. He has promised to deliver us. Hope is a feeling of expectation and desire for a particular thing to happen in our life. It is the belief that circumstances in the future will be better. Hope is a joyful and confident expectation. Hope is the believing things will work together, especially when it seems like otherwise. It's hope us to stand calm and peaceful when something less than desire happens. When we want something this way, but it goes that way, it gives us that peace and calm to wait on the Lord to see what will happen, thanks to God. See, that's hope. See, it's not like that song, I have it my way. No, it is not that with the saints of God. You can't have it your way. The old saying, you can't have the cake and eat it too. Unless it's God's way. If it's God's way, you can have the cake, the icing, the ice cream, the whole nine bung. It's not about you, saints of God. It's about your hope in him. You see, saints of God, it helps us to stay calm and peaceful. Hope enables us to keep pressing on until you get your desire results. It is believing things when things look hopeless. Hope helps us to hold on when we face tough times. It is to look forward with confidence and expectation. That's what hope is, thanks God. And hope, it is belief. Romans 4:18 said, who against hope believe in hope, that he might become the father of many nations? Just said, of many nations. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. That's the spirit, thank you, God. That's confirmation. I didn't know what she was going to say. I didn't know what Terry was going to say. But you see, thanks to God, life can be discouraging at times. Obstacles and misfortune shows up unexpected. So it's easy to lose hope and give up, but the Lord is calling us to press forward in our faith. Against all odds, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations. Are you in a seamless, hopeless situation, saints of God? Don't give up. You can stand against the odds of life in God. Be encouraged, not discouraged. Because someone, somewhere, is in worse place or worse predicament than you are. Have an attitude of gratitude for what you have, saints of God. Amen. Yes. Be encouraged. How to hold on to hope in discouraging time. One, you need a solid foundation. See, there's no other foundation upon which to build your life than the foundation of Jesus Christ. Psalm 40:2 says, he brought me up out of a horrid pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my going. Who can do that other than God? Even when you're in the miry pit, he picks you up. Be born again and stay connected, saints of God. Connected to God. He is the God of hope, standing on the solid rock. Number two, remember the goodness of the Lord, and you have courage to confront today's difficulty. Psalms 103 said, Psalm 103, verse 1 and 2 said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Remember the goodness of God. Number three, read and meditate on the word of God. Read and study to show yourself approved, thanks to God. Meditate on the word. Let it come within your spirit. So when that situation or that occasion come, the Holy Spirit will bring it back up where you can speak to that situation. Number four, forgive yourself. Sometimes, thanks to God, we forgive others, but we forget to forgive ourselves. Don't live the rest of your life in self-pity, regret, bitterness, anger, or self-hatred, thanks to God, because you're doing yourself injustice. Because the other person, they're going to go on about their life, and you got this down in your spirit, in your belly, ain't doing nothing but making you sick, stressing you out. And stress ain't nothing but sickness. Get rid of it. Forgive yourself. And say, "I am a child of the living God.
Amen.
I am who he says I am. And I can do what it said I can do."
Amen.
The word said, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me." Forgive yourself. Number five, keep praying. Tell the Lord to give you the strength and courage to get back up when life knocks you down. Number six, learn from every experience in your life. You see, thanks to God, if you make a mistake, learn from them. You ain't got to go ahead and just keep on dwelling on them, but learn from your mistakes. You know, don't get stuck in your past, because what is in the past is in the past. Keep moving forward. Like the song we sing, moving forward, keep moving forward. The past is only the point of reference, thanks to God. Isaiah 5:4 said, "The Lord God has taken me, the Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I shall know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakened morning by morning. He wakened my ears to hear as the learner." In every trial, thanks to God, there is a lesson. So learn it and move forward. Every trial that you're going through, every trial, tribulation, and test that you go through, thanks to God, learn from it and keep moving forward. Don't look back. Don't let that get down. Don't get in your pity party. Oh me, oh my. Encourage yourself. My hope is in God. And I know he got this. And if he got it, you got it. Because you is his child. And ain't no parents in their right mind will let their child fall or get hurt or go through. It just hurts them. This is a good parent. They're going to do what they can to have that child to succeed.
Amen.
You hate to see yourself, even when they're sick. You hate it when your child even sick. Oh, yes, mama. Oh, to me, it's just, even with Darius, 30 years old, when he is coughing or sick and not feeling good or the allergies hit him and everything, I'd be like, oh. It gets you down, but I know that he is the healer.
He is.
Even like I said today, I'm not the best, but I know I'm the healer.
Yes.
Because the word said, I am healed. Learn from your experience and move forward. Number 7. Don't be afraid. Do not be afraid, saints of God. Isaiah 44:8 said, fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time, and have I declared it? Ye are even my witness. If there is God beside me, yet there's no God, I know not any. Don't be afraid, saints of God, because there's no God is bigger than our true living God. No God is bigger than our God, the Lord Jesus Christ. They might claim it, but don't believe it. Because my God, the God I serve, is a big God.
Amen.
He is a faithful God.
Yes,
he is an awesome God.
Yes,
and he is a forgiving God.
Yes.
Loving, kind, and merciful God. That's the God that we serve. Number 8. Have faith in God. No one and nothing can steal your joy or your peace when your hope is in God, saints of God. Let your faith be unshakable and unconditional. Unconditional faith is blind truth in God and his promise. Is unshakable and unwavering. Unshakable faith is built on the confidence of God's ultimate purpose. It is a faith of not my will, but your will be done.
Amen.
Number 9, refuse to be a victim of circumstances. Refuse to be a victim of circumstances. You can choose to smile today and be hopeful, regardless of the circumstances that you are facing. You can be a victor or not a victim. Refuse to say negative things about yourself as, I am useless, I am a failure. I'm ugly. I can't do this. You can if you want to. Avoid low self-esteem about yourself, saints of God. No matter what other people might call you or say about you, knowing that God, you are God's child. And you are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. You are blessed coming in and you are blessed going out. Pick yourself up, saints of God, and stop all this pity party, the pity party about yourself and low self-esteem. Because God got you. Resist the tendency to see yourself as a victim. Don't give in to self-pity party and condemnation. Don't give in to it, thanks to God. Some people might say, well, I remember when you was, yeah, I used to. But you know what? That used to and turned to what I am today.
Amen.
And that when you, that's, it's a time when they said, I remember when. And this is time when you said, yeah, but come up to where I'm at now. Because you're still in my past. I'm in my present and looking for my future. Do you have Jesus? Because that's when I was without Jesus. And like, you need to be where I'm at right now, saints of God. Don't let people put you in condemnation on you. Speak the word. See, all is coming. It's coming in time. The same as well. Even what Sister Jacket said. Speak the word. Study the word. You got to do it, saints of God. Because Satan, knowing time is winding up, and he's doing his best to take as many to hell with him. Number 10. Be resilient. Refuse to give up. See, resilience is the ability or the opposite to return from after to return to from after it been bent, stretched, or compressed. It also means to bounce back. No matter how many setbacks you face in life, saints of God, it's never too late to bounce back. You must cling on to hope and faith. Number 11, maintain your integrity. Maintain your integrity. That seems not important, saints of God. But your integrity will carry you a long ways. No matter if it hurt to be integrity, tell the truth. Don't cover it up. Even if it's about you, yes, if I did it, yes, I did it. I'm sorry I did it, but tell the truth. Live with integrity, thanks to God. Are we not made in the image of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? Is the word, did the word say, he is not a man that he should lie? So if we made in his image, we shouldn't be going around lying. Use integrity. Tell the truth, even if it hurt. Number 12. Praise God in every circumstances. Tell the truth, that was the message that I was leaning on. I got it in the book right there. Praise, the importance of praising. But the Spirit said, no, this is what we need right now. Maintaining our hope in a time of discouragement. You see, praise God in every circumstances. Focus on him instead of your circumstances. Remain joyful, saints of God. Romans 12 and 12 says, with joy and hope, patience in tribulation, continue counseling in prayer. With joy and hope. That's the word. Wherever there is joy, there will be hope. Number 13, do not compare yourself with others. And that's a big one, thanks to God. Don't compare yourself with nobody else. Compare yourself with what God has planned for you in your destiny. Brother Flip-Flop might have $1 million, and Sister Sweet Tea, she might have $2 million. Don't compare yourself with what they have. Be grateful for what you have right now. Because if God did it for them, he can do it for you. You might not live in a house that's set up on a hill, or a mansion set up on a hill, but just think. Did the word say, I go prepare a place for you? And I guarantee you, the place that he going to prepare for me is better than any place on this earth.
Amen.
How somebody else look. How somebody else smell. Stop comparing yourself with them. Do what do you. I'll put it that way. Just do you. Stop being somebody else. Because what God has for you, it is for you, saints of God.
Amen.
Number 14, be patient. Thank God. Thank God. Me. I'm just being honest. Me. My patience was. It was like that. But now, my patience like. Least. Be patient. Patient is proof of faith. It is the focus that keeps you from giving up. Faith will always require a time of patience. See, I had to learn that. Faith is always required a time of patience. It is not about me. See, I had to learn this. I'm talking about me, saints of God. I'm sure some of you the same way, but I'm just being honest about me. It's not about my timing, but it's about God's timing. Psalms 34:18 said, the Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. It is God, saints of God. Like I said, I'm almost through. The hope of eternal life. Titus 1 and 2 said, in hope of eternal life with God that cannot lie, promised before the world began. Saints of God, in closing, during discouragement and trials in this world, we have the hope of eternal life. Our citizenship is in heaven. The world and its problems, troubles, are only temporary. It will come soon to an end. The Lord Jesus have gone ahead to prepare a place for us. Soon he will come to take us home. We have a hope of eternal life because God has promised it to us. So we must live with that consciousness every day, saints of God. 1 John 3 and 3 said, and every man that has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. And in closing, if you, saints of God, if you haven't received the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior, even ones that's on Facebook, If you haven't already to accept the gift of eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ, then pray this prayer with me. Lord God, I come to you today. I know I am a sinner and I cannot save myself. I acknowledge that I am a sinner who needs your forgiveness. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God who died on the cross to save me. He is rose on the third day. I confess Jesus as my Lord and Savior and surrender my life to him today. I invite Jesus into my heart. By this prayer, I know I am saved. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me and making me a child of God. Amen. Amen. Father God, we just come thanking you, Father God, for this day. We thank you for this opportunity, for your word, Father God. We ask you, Father God, just help us, Father God, continue to have faith and our hope in you and not in man, Father God. And we just thank you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we pray. Amen. Amen. Anyone need prayer? Praise. Our God ring. Could you pull that up?
Thank you for joining us today at Word of Faith Worship Center. I pray God's grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then according to Romans 10, 8 through 10, the word is nigh unto thee, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus as your Lord and believe that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart you believe unto righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. We would ask you today to simply say, yes, I believe this, and I say yes to Jesus. Now, if you just received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we would encourage you to get into a good church. Our church is located at 757 Harris Street, Northwest, Concord, North Carolina, 28025. And you can also find us on the internet at wordoffaithworshipcenter.org or wofwc.org. We hope to see you soon. Blessings.